In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The parallels between CM Punk's 2014 departure from the WWE and subsequent airing of Dirty Laundry and his controversial All Out 2022 press conference are striking. Just as many called the straight-edge superstar bitter, whiny, and a diva. With such a potentially abrasive personality and no fear about upsetting those he feels deserve a jab or two, CM Punk has made plenty of enemies during his time across the wrestling industry. This list will highlight just a few that have their fair share of grievances with the Second City Savior. I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 wrestlers that hate CM Punk's guts. Number 10, Bobby Fish. When former Undisputed Era and Undisputed Elite team member Bobby Fish chose not to re-sign with AEW in the summer of 2022, there was a collective murmur of surprise, as the man hadn't really had a chance to even get his wheels turning after such a short stint. This confusion turned to intrigue, however, when Fish immediately started shooting in interviews about his clashes with CM Punk, even going so far as to challenge the voice of the voiceless to a straight-up fight. Fish stoked the fire of wrestling internet drama when he said in an interview with NBC's 10 Count that Punk should be grateful that he laid his shoulders down for him because he could, in his words, effing Haku, his former colleague, going so far as to describe him with the big bad C word. Fish kicking out of the GTS in a 2021 match on Dynamite just as the referee counted to three and granted his opponent the victory, understandably agitated CM Punk. Apparently, this came as the result of Fish believing that CM Punk was calling an audible mid-pinfall. For Fish to immediately come out of his contract swinging for CM Punk, plus calling him the most sacred of curse words, says a lot about the level of animosity he was feeling about their time sharing a locker room. Number 9, AJ Styles. When AEW welcomed CM Punk back to wrestling after 7 years away, the possibilities for the man seemed endless. Not only was there a truckload of fresh matchups that the veteran could have with emerging talents, but fans were just as excited to see him square up against old friends and rivals. Whilst the pair clashed in Ring of Honor nearly a decade ago, a CM Punk and AJ Styles face-off is a potential dream match that we are almost certainly never going to see. In 2020, one wrestling fan bit off more than they expected when they complained on social media about Styles promoting an upcoming stream rather than talking about the Black Lives Matter movement at the time. In an eventually deleted tweet, Punk responded that he believed it had been obvious where Styles' politics had resided for a long time. Following this, the Georgia native was asked about Punk's comments, and whilst he didn't get personal, he certainly made it clear he wasn't a fan of the Second City Savior in the slightest. In AJ Styles' words, "I will not react at all, coming from a guy that I don't have any respect for anyway." Ouch. Number 8, Ryback. In the years before his sudden WWE departure, CM Punk set a record in the modern era with his 434-day world title reign. His final storyline as champion, before dropping the belt to The Rock, was with relative up-and-comer Ryback. The big guy's Feed Me More chant getting over, and his muscle-bound physique had earned him Vince McMahon's jetpack to the top, and Punk and Ryback clashed multiple times. In his tell-all podcast appearance with Colt Cabana, CM Punk described working with Ryback as taking 20 years off his life. The Second City Savior described his opponent as hurty and unapologetic for kicking and breaking his rib, in his words, intentionally. Whilst Ryback was measured in his response to this at first, over the years the grudge has certainly seemed to have stayed with the former Intercontinental Champion. WWE posted a video on Instagram of Punk's return to their world with his short stint in WWE backstage, showing the straight-edge superstar alongside Becky Lynch, Renee Young, and Paige. Ryback showed his bitterness by commenting, "Four badass bitches," later explaining it on his show as, "I call it like I see it." Either a pure coincidence or a cheeky callback to Punk's same words about Ryback being steroid guy. The beef continues to this day, with Ryback recently tweeting "Karma rules" on the same day as the announcement of Punk's AEW foot injury and subsequent relinquishing of the world title. Number 7. Eddie Kingston. CM Punk's first year in AEW was a whirlwind of successes in the eyes of most of the promotion's fans. Coming in and starting off with a previously unconsidered dream match with Darby Allin, having an incredible feud alongside MJF, it's easy to forget the barnstormer that was his one-and-done showdown with Eddie Kingston at Full Gear. In many ways, it was a face-off that wrestling fans never thought would happen. Not just because Punk had been retired from the ring for so long, but because the two had genuine issues backstage that had allegedly stemmed from Punk making comments about Kingston's work rate and weight on the indies. So when the two finally cut promos against each other, it felt real because there was true animosity between them. Following the mini-feud, whilst he never went so far as to say the word hate, Kingston made it clear in an interview with Inside the Ropes that he and Punk were not on good terms, saying, no, there's no like there. He doesn't like me, I don't like him, and I don't think we will ever like each other. Number 6. Elijah Burke. CM Punk's journey through the ranks of the WWE started with the company's 2005 relaunch of Extreme Championship Wrestling. Whilst the severely watered-down version of ECW never caught much positive attention, at the very least it allowed Punk to get a foothold within the overall WWE roster. In 2012, Wrestling Inc. asked CM Punk who his least favourite wrestler to work with was, and the straight-edge superstar was as brutally honest as ever, saying, "This is great because I enjoy talking trash. Does anybody even remember Elijah Burke? Yeah, he's terrible. He's absolutely the worst. Talk about a diva." Whilst Punk didn't go into details, this response was met with mixed reactions. Sure, Burke hadn't really gained the momentum that the company had hoped out of him, and he was released from his contract in quite short order. On the other hand, it was surprising to hear Punk so candidly describe a worker so poorly. In a guest spot with that 90s wrestling podcast following Punk's departure from WWE, Burke smugly said of his former opponents, "When the curtain is pulled back, I guess we all found out who the prima donna was." Burke also remarked that Punk never made these comments to his face.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number 5. Triple H. Before Punk walked away from the WWE, he was scheduled to be in a program with Triple H. Whilst the Chicago native was hungry for the WrestleMania main event, he clearly felt undervalued. On his infamous appearance on Colt Cabana's podcast, Punk recalled that Vince McMahon told him he was in a main event because he was wrestling with Triple H. Turning to the man, Punk said, "All due respect, I do not need to wrestle you, you need to wrestle me. I do not want to wrestle you, I seriously resent you for not putting me over when you should have. That would have been best for business, but you came in and effing squashed it." Punk was referring to his defeat at the hands of Triple H at Night of Champions in 2011. Whilst the current head of creative at WWE has rarely made public jabs at Punk, rumours of their backstage butting of heads have been prevalent since day one. In fact, many believe that Triple H's promo before the aforementioned match just might have been rooted in his real-life feelings when he said, "You want to be the catalyst as long as it benefits you. When you talk about being the catalyst for change, what you really mean is you will only accept change if it means CM Punk is on top." Number 4. Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff called Punk's All Out 2022 media scrum actions humiliating for Tony Khan, who, in the former WCW president's estimates, is paying Punk millions of dollars, far more than he's worth. But the issues between Punk and Bischoff reached their most salacious peak much earlier in the year. Bischoff promoted his podcast, 83 Weeks, on Twitter with a video clip wherein he said that AEW had issues with broader reaching marketing and were booking for one small segment of the audience. Punk shot back with venom, calling Bischoff a carny dip something. Bischoff had been previously rustled by Punk, comparing the arrival of himself, Bryan Danielson, and Adam Cole to AEW in late 2021, as do Hogan, Nash, and Hall, jumping the ship to WCW in the 90s, only bigger. In response, Bischoff posted statistics that showed AEW Dynamite and Rampage's declining viewership in the spring of 2022, and went so far as to call Punk the biggest financial flop in wrestling. Whilst the Second City Savior made his jab and moved on, Bischoff has continually made it clear that he thinks very little of CM Punk as a needle mover and potential face of a wrestling promotion. Number 3. The Elite. If nothing else, CM Punk knows how to drop a pipe bomb. Whilst the famous 2011 moment is still talked about to the present day as one of the greatest promos in wrestling history, what he said in All Out 2022's media scrum might be a more literal definition in that it was truly explosive. Punk believed that the Elite had been responsible for leaking misinformation to the dirt sheets. The former AEW heavyweight champion referred to them as children, and most inflammatory of all, their close friend Hangman Adam Page as an empty-headed dumb F. Whilst the specifics aren't clear, corroborated reports on backstage mayhem and a physical altercation that followed really spelled it out. If things had been bad before, they had suddenly gotten a lot worse. It's one thing to blur the lines of reality and fiction to get your shots in, and it's another to decry someone in an out-of-character interview. It takes a certain level of anger to take things to a physical level, though. Whatever happened backstage at All Out, the results speak for themselves, with many members of the locker room going home with suspensions. The Elite, who just that night had won the AEW Trios Championship together, found themselves without the gold that they had reportedly campaigned to be introduced for the longest time. Number 2. Jeff Hardy. They say opposites attract, and that may well be true in the case of CM Punk and Jeff Hardy. Perhaps not necessarily on a personal level, but the two wrestlers' very different lifestyles and life stories led to one of the best feuds of WWE's calendar year in 2009. Cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase to dethrone Hardy as champion, Punk's holier-than-thou straight-edge persona ran roughshod on Jeff's very real personal demons. In 2010, following Hardy's firing from the company, a video emerged of him cutting what appeared to be an impromptu promo in a diner apropos of nothing. Jeff was clearly abusing something, slurring his words and losing his train of thought. Naturally, for a short time, it went viral. During the clip, Hardy calls Punk a nerd, which upgrades to way too cocky inside and outside the ring, and then finally a mother effer. On top of all this, the former world champion admits that he believes Punk isn't straight edge at all and uses Ambien to sleep. In 2012, Hardy said in an interview that there was no bad blood between the two. However, the saying goes that drunk words are sober thoughts, and so many believe that the charismatic enigma might well be saving face. Number 1. Colt Cabana. For a long time, it felt like CM Punk and Colt Cabana were inseparable. Cabana's microphone was Punk's ear when he needed to vent about his departure from WWE, which, unfortunately for them both, landed them in hot water legally. From there, their friendship clearly broke down, and the two wound up counter-suing each other. Unlike Punk, Cabana has been very good at keeping tight-lipped about his side of the story, even as his former friend has dragged his name through the mud in public. Whilst Cabana has said very little himself, it's in how he said it and who he's agreed with that is telling. Following CM Punk's all-out press conference meltdown, Cabana's Twitter likes contained messages from those who mocked or derided Punk's opinions. In a June 2018 interview with Bill Apter, Colt's comfort level can be seen to visibly change when asked about CM Punk in the wake of the finalization of their court hearings. When asked if he thinks Punk will ever return to wrestling, he barely lets the question finish before he answers, "I don't care." Considering the road the two have been down, you can't blame Cabana for not wanting to talk about the subject ever again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.